KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And at 7:07, we have partly sunny skies and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 86, winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Two people were injured in separate Adair County accidents Wednesday. The Iowa State Patrol reports 22-year-old Jeffrey Kemp of Harrison, Ohio, suffered minor injuries when the semi he was driving struck a cable barrier, overturned, and then came to rest in the median. The crash happened on Interstate 80 eastbound, about 2 miles west of Stewart, at around 7:30 a.m. Authorities say Kemp was driving a 2020 Freightliner when he fell asleep at the wheel. The second accident happened around 12:20 p.m. on I-80 eastbound, a mile east of the Menlo exit. Patrol says a 2018 Ford Transit van driven by 57-year-old Tammy Brock of Cleveland, Ohio, and a 2004 Ford E450 driven by 57-year-old Lee McCleary of Vernon, Arizona, were both traveling eastbound near mile marker 89, and as traffic was slowing to accommodate a lane closure near the 91-mile marker. A Honda 2011 CRV being towed behind the Ford was struck by the van. Both vehicles then came to rest in the right lane of I-80 at about the 89.6-mile marker. Tammy Brock was transported by Stewart Rescue to Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Adair County Sheriff's Deputy Stewart Rescue and Adair Rescue assisted at the scene. The injured drivers in both of those separate accidents were wearing their seatbelts. A Council Bluffs man was sentenced Tuesday to 41 months in prison for being a felon and drug user in possession of a firearm. The prison term is expected to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. According to court documents, 33-year-old Garrett Dwayne Hanika of Council Bluffs was attempting to elude officers and speeding 60 miles per hour in a 35 zone down the center turn lanes on Broadway Street in Council Bluffs until he crashed the vehicle and then attempted to run. Hanika was apprehended and a loaded Bryco Arms Model 48 380 caliber pistol was found in his vehicle. Acting U.S. Attorney Richard Westfall of the Southern District of Iowa made the announcement. The Council Bluffs Police Department and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives investigated the case. Two arrests were reported from over the past week in Harlan. On Friday, June 25th, 33-year-old Tamara Lee Dreyer of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Dreyer was transported to the Shelby County Jail. And this past Monday, 27-year-old Cody Allen Segebart of Denison was arrested following an accident investigation. Segebart was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving a non-registered vehicle along with driving while suspended. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, has announced $2.6 million in grant funding to help 26 communities across the state revitalize their downtown districts. The grants were awarded through the Community Catalyst Building Remediation Program. Among the cities receiving grants was Adair, Coon Rapids, Creston, and Neola, along with Stewart. Each of those communities were awarded $100,000 to help redevelop or habilitate underused buildings as a way to stimulate economic growth and reinvest in the community. Old Max Grill Development in Adair received $100,000 for the total project cost of $221,400. In Coon Rapids, 517 Main Renovation and Development received $100,000 for their $230,900 estimated cost project. In Creston, the Creston You Are Beautiful Building received that grant for $100,000 as part of the $217,000 99 cost of the project, and in Neola, the 101 4th Street Building Project received $100,000 for a total project cost of $388,450. In Stewart, the Hotel Stewart Black Swan Developers LLC received a $100,000 grant from IEDA for the total cost of a $260,000 project. The grants will fund other projects as well across the state, including the converting the historic Tierney Building in Waukon into a restaurant, transforming the former Irish Hospital Building in Forest City into 8 apartment units, restoring a vacant iconic building in Centerville into a commercial wellness studio and 8 loft-style apartments. The Community Catalyst Program was created in 2018 and is funded through an appropriation from the Iowa Legislature. Iowa cities were invited to apply following approval of their pre-applications. Projects were scored based on criteria that included impact, funding and partnerships, and incorporation of sustainability, along with smart growth potentials and principles. At least 40% of the grants were awarded to cities with populations of under 1,500, according to the program rules. And the cities are required to provide financial and/or in-kind resources to supplement those projects. A study finds Iowa communities with high levels of nitrates in the drinking water tend to be low-income communities. The Environmental Working Group report found 85% of the towns with the highest nitrate pollution were lower income. Nitrate largely stems from farm practices like the overuse of fertilizer and manure. Study author Ann Schechinger said the pollutant is linked to higher rates of cancer and birth defects, even at levels well below the current federal standard.
We know since this nitrate in drinking water problem is getting worse that voluntary conservation is not enough to fix this problem. We really need farmers that are, required to stop pollution from going off their farm fields.
Nitrate removal is very expensive, and while some larger systems may be able to afford treatment, Schechinger says many smaller rural systems cannot.
We think we have safe drinking water and that it's regulated by the federal government, so it should be totally okay to drink and not have any health impacts that come from what we're consuming. But it's just devastating that people have to experience things like cancer just from drinking water every day.
Schechinger said the state needs mandatory conservation practices to limit nitrates from reaching the water supplies. That is a check for the news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.